Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody call into Blog Talk. Love y'all. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you all for going over to Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who may not know what's going on right now, we had some technical difficulties this morning. When we dialed into or tried to get on Blog Talk Radio earlier today, it said that the website was permanently removed. And we tried several times with that, and it kept saying it was permanently removed. So maybe they were going through some technical difficulties on their side and got everything together. And we had started on, we started the broadcast this morning on call line. And thank God we could start on time on the conference call line. And then most of you had called in, and then we realized that that the Blog Talk Radio was still up. So we thank God. We had people praying all over the place. So I really believe that that your prayers were meaningful today. It was meaningful to me, praise God, and I believe it was meaningful to the people of Blog Talk Radio as well. Amen, amen. We've already had Pastor Mom open us up in prayer. We went to our Pearls to Ponder. We heard a song this morning, and so we heard the song this morning, and we're going to go on a bit here. Now, with the declarations, what I wanted to do today is we're going to have the declarations as a part of our sermon today. Amen. So that's what we're going to declare and decree some things, some Thanksgiving things today. Hopefully we will have enough time. I don't think the sermon's going to be too long today. So prepare yourself to be able to share your Thanksgiving tradition, you know, with us. You know, what you do, if there's any prayer that goes forth in your Thanksgiving tradition, or, you know, whatever food you guys eat. And so hopefully we'll have a chance to do that as well today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot going on, so I'm just trying to kind of get things together here. Praise his holy name. We did have a C.C. Winans song that I wanted to play. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so we'll have a little in worship. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I keep thinking of CC, so let's hear some CC this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. King of glory, fill this place. Just want to be with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what we just want to be with him. Hallelujah. Even with all of this going on this morning, I feel like, Lord, was this a test or what? Amen. For those of you who came on and may not know what's going on, we were trying to get on our Blog Talk Radio morning, and it was earlier this morning, maybe around 8:30 or so. And as we were trying to get on to just, you know, see some things on there preparing for today, it looked like Blog Talk Radio, the platform that we were on, had disappeared. And it said that that website had been permanently removed. And I went in not one or two times, but a bunch of times in different ways, and it kept saying that it had been removed. And so I sent out to let them know that we were going to be on a conference call this morning, and many of you showed up on the conference call. Thank you so much for that. And then as we got on the conference call, we realized that Blog Talk Radio was back up again. Glory to God. And I just believe that, you know, people began to pray. And, I mean, it could have been even a problem of they hadn't paid their bill. Because believe me, if you don't pay Blog Talk Radio, they'll cut you off too. And it'll look like that website isn't there. But, you know, I thought about a lot of things this morning. We had a pharmacy that Pastor Mom's been, they've been delivering her medicine for about 15 years now, and they suddenly went out of business, and they didn't let anybody know. We happened to know about it because I was friends with the manager there, and so, you know, that kind of went through my mind, but I went on and continued on to keep the you know, church service going on today by putting us on the conference call. And I thank God for that. And then during that time, after I sent out text messages and all of that, I remembered what Apostle Joel said on November the 3rd. He said that you've been faithful with a few. Now God is giving you the new. And so I was like, oh, we're doing something new here. Amen. And so, I mean, there was not any panic in me at all. It was like, let's just do what we can do and, you know, and keep the service going today. And so I praise God for that. I thank God for, you know, I'm looking at Minister Faye. I don't know what's going on with you, Minister Faye, but you've been on this line for almost an hour now. Bless your heart. So when nothing else was going on, men are sitting here with nothing going on. And it kept saying, waiting for the host, waiting for the host. So I still believe that God is doing something new. Amen. And so I'm just going to just listen to him and flow into this new that he's doing. Praise God. And I thank all of you for just being here with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And I said I'm going to try to give some time today so that we can hear about your Thanksgiving tradition, what the Lord does in your family for Thanksgiving. But first, we're going to go to our prayer for finances. God knows we need prayer for finances. Amen, amen, and amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them
for your purpose.
May I be, a good steward, of all that you give me. Help me, to remember, that all I have, belongs to you, and to be grateful for it. May I always, be paid well. For the work I do, and may my money, not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted, multiply it, so that what I have, and what I make, will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all that I need. In Jesus' name. Now, sow my blessing seed. Remembering that it's harvest time. By faith, I call all my needs fully supplied and met.
My God
is the God of more than enough. He is my very own Father. And I'm his very own child. I love him. And he loves me. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. There's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. One is through our Cash App, and that is $ESLCCC. Amen. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that's 2E. And then you can mail a check and make the check payable to ESL 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. And I wanted to say, I think some of you kind of think that Get 'Em Radio is East St. Louis Christian Center Church, but we are two different organizations. Get 'Em Radio is kind of like the parent with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Underneath, we have two different bank accounts, and we have two different sets of expenses. So praise God. Hopefully that kind of cleared some things up a little bit. Now, I wanted to give a praise report of someone that I know who has been tithing. They tithe and offering, glory to God, and God has blessed them. Hallelujah. I'm not saying any names or anything like that, but God has blessed them. They were looking for a home. Everything's not quite solidified yet, but the home went down $50,000. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, I see some houses here where it says, oh, it went down maybe $5,000, maybe $10,000. But this particular home that is fabulous, fabulous home, went down by $50,000. And that's how God wants us to be in position as we tithe, as we give offerings. Hallelujah. He can put us in position, and all of a sudden, you know, what seems to be so high and maybe out of reach, God will put it right in our reach because we are positioned in him through tithes and offerings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was so blessed by that testimony. Amen. Amen. So let us pray. Lord God, we just thank you right now for those who are tithing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You said in Malachi chapter 3 that you that to try you and test you on this, and that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Hallelujah. And then you said you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you for that, Lord God. We trust you for that, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious one, and we bless your holy name. And, Lord God, we thank you for the ones giving offerings, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosoms. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, for the vertical blessing of tithing and the horizontal blessing of giving offerings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's all about overflow. Thank you for the overflow, Lord. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11, that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, more than even the stars in the sky. Hallelujah. And bless us as you have promised us. We give you praise for that now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Before, as we get ready to go into the sermon today, let's sing a song together, just out of our mouths today. And this is a song that I think a lot of people know. So I know your phone is on mute. It's okay. But sing with me. We want to thank the Lord as we go into this word today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, we just bless you. We thank you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are awesome in all your ways. You are worthy of thanksgiving, honor, and praise, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give thanksgiving to you, Lord God. And we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So Thanksgiving, glory to God, we are here. And I just want to tell you that last Thursday, all of a sudden I realized that next Thursday is Thanksgiving. It looked like time is just going so fast. Now, when Pastor Mom used to do a lot of the cooking, I will tell you what, by now, all of the like 12 sweet potatoes would be done. Sweet potato pies would be done. Yes, they would be. She's looking at me smiling. She knows she doesn't mess around. She doesn't do it things at the last minute. It is done. And then our, you know, dressing that's gonna go with the turkey, that would have been all made up and in a pan, just waiting to go into the oven. Hallelujah. All of that would have been done and at least last week sometime, a week before last. Oh, she would have made greens too. That would have been done too. And so she, the way she did things was in phases, you know, over time, things that could be put in the freezer and frozen. We have our greens, though. They are. We have some mixed greens, some spinach, mustards, and turnips, and they are in the freezer. But we didn't really make it for Thanksgiving. We made it for another time, and it was in the freezer. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, so people prepare in different ways for Thanksgiving. I'll start off by saying what our family does for Thanksgiving, and I do have a word today. What our family does for Thanksgiving, and we've been doing this, I can ever remember. I can't remember any other way than this, is that we would always celebrate Thanksgiving together. It was always a big deal. And I can remember my aunt, who's gone home to be with the Lord now, my Aunt Lula, it was at her house for years and years. And the way our Thanksgiving started out was that my grandparents, and I'm trying to remember how many, Pastor Price, you may know this, you know, how many years our grandparents were married. You know, they've both gone home to be with the Lord. And my grandmother actually went home to be with the Lord about 20 years ago. So I think they were married at least 65, 70 years, if not more than that. So if you know that, Pastor Price, text it to me, because you're good. And Pastor Mark, you know, I see you on, and you know, if you know how many years we've been having this Thanksgiving, together. But I want to say by now it's probably been close to 100 years going on before I got here. But it started when my grandparents got married on Thanksgiving. And so they always had a big celebration for Thanksgiving. And, okay. Okay, Pastor Mark. He said, I don't know. Amen. And he said all his life. Amen. That's right. If it's all my life, it's more than all your life. But thank you. Thank you for saying that. So anyway, we would get together every Thanksgiving, and everybody brought some. We had those who did the main dishes. Like I see my Aunt Lula, she used to make the turkey there because now her daughter does the turkey. And, you know, we would just bring all of these things, you know, to eat to the house. It went to, after my Aunt Lula passed, it went to the next generation. The next generation is my generation. So it went to Pastor Catherine. And so she had it for a long time at her house. And, you know, all of the kids would come and all of that. So we would have that. And now it has gone from Pastor Catherine's or my generation to the next generation, the youngins. The youngins have it now. Amen. And so excuse me, somebody asked me to send them the phone number for Get 'Em Radio. So the next generation has it, and so it's going to be, you know, this Thursday at my cousin's house. And nowadays, you know, used to be you got on the phone, I'm bringing this, I'm bringing that, I'm bringing this. Now it's a long text message. This is who's bringing what. This is what we need. We've gotten more technical now, but we're looking forward to it. Those people who have their specialties, you know, and then when we get there to the Thanksgiving dinner, Before we have dinner, we all join hands together and we pray. Praise God. Amen. And I know when Pastor Catherine was doing it, we would have a nice family prayer because she's over the family prayer in our family. And so we would have a family prayer, and then we would go into praying over the food. And then we, you know, have a nice time of fellowship. And, of course, all the men get together and watch the football, usually in the basement with the big screen TV. Amen. So that's how that is with us. And, oh, Pastor Mark is talking about he has smoked brisket that's marinating and waiting. Praise God. So some of the things we have is like, yeah, turkey, brisket, greens, mixed greens, collard greens, potato salad, crowder peas, all kinds of cakes. My niece is the one with the cakes. She was a baker or is a baker, so she can, you know, she bakes a strawberry cake. And we have a cousin who does a chocolate cake that is just out of sight. So that is our Thanksgiving tradition. And then what we do, the last thing, and I'll go on to the sermon, what we do is the day after Thanksgiving is that Friday, and we have a fish fry. Now, Pastor Mom started that maybe about 40 years ago. So that Friday, we get back together again, and we have a fish fry. Sometimes somebody, you know, sits outside and they fry the fish. Sometimes we buy it, you know, lately I think it's from the grocery store, where the grocery store here is pretty cool, where you can buy the fish at the regular price you buy the fish, and they fry it for you. So, and then we, whatever vegetables and stuff is left over from Thanksgiving, then we have the fish fry. So we have the 2 days together. And usually what it's been, what we've done in the past years is that the, whoever gives the dinner, the next generation below that takes care of the fish fry, which we don't know who that's going to be yet. We usually know the day that we meet together. So anyway, we have a good time together, and we're praying this year that it will be no less. It'll be a good time for us, be a good time for you. We thank God right now that there'll be no COVID, no COVID transmissions, no RSV transmissions, no unclean spirits, no disease, no bug transmissions as the family gets together. And that all of our families will get together with love and peace, great joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. And that the Lord will be in the midst. Amen. As we talk about him, as we meet together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So let's go to the word. We've already said this word this morning. And we'll say it again, Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Amen. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. And you can look in your Bible and say it with me. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. Excuse me, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now get this. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, endures to all generations. Amen. Amen. And that Psalm 100 is the key to a successful spiritual life, just entering into God's presence by means of thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Now, if you've ever seen the tabernacle that they had in the wilderness, where the Lord's presence was seen as a fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, if you have ever seen that before, hallelujah. If you have ever seen that before, that is even the picture is a awesome thing to look at. Picture of the presence of God and how he appeared as a fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, and he would lead them. The pillar of fire would move, and they knew that they needed to move. The cloud would move, and they knew that they needed to move. And the cloud would just cover them in the daytime. It would be a shade for them so that the sun, because they were out in the wilderness. They were out like in the desert. And so they needed that cloud to cover them during the daytime, and they needed that fire during the night for light, and also to keep them warm, praise God, and also more than anything to know that the presence of God was still with them. Now, when David wrote this psalm, you know, I think back at how when he wrote this, what he knew about was entering into his gate, into that tabernacle. It starts with the, it start with the gate, then it's the inner court and the outer court, excuse me, the gate, the outer court, the inner court, and then the Holy of Holies. Amen. And that's where the, you know, the presence of God was. And that's where that pillar of fire would be over the Holy of Holies, and that the fire. And then a pillar of cloud would be over the Holy of Holies, hallelujah, where the presence of God was. But first, before they could get into the Holy of Holies, and everybody couldn't get in there, okay, first of all, it had to be the high priest a year. The high priest once a year to go into the Holy of Holies. But the priest could come in through the gate, hallelujah, and with thanksgiving. Now, back then, it was a physical thing where you really went through a physical gate. And once you came through the gate, then that's where the sacrifices were done. As soon as they entered the gate, the lambs and the things that they would slaughter would be slaughtered there for the remission of sin, you know, for the covering of sin. Amen. We didn't get to the real good remission of sin until Jesus came and became the Lamb who was slain for the sins of the world. And so when they walked through that gate, then they walked into the place where sacrifices were made for sin. And then as they walked a little further, that's where the priests would clean themselves, because the slaughter of animals to cover the sins, their blood to cover the sins and everything, those priests were bloody after that. It was like a big butcher, a big slaughterhouse where they were doing that. And then they would, that's what they would do, slaughter those animals, and then they had to be cleaned. And they were washed, like the washing of the water of the word. They had to wash themselves. And that was the outer court. And then they would go into the inner court where the table of showbread was there. And the lights were there, the seven lamp, the lampstand was there in the inner court. And so here it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So the courts were the outer court, the inner court, and you were praising God. first of all, you had to thank God. You know, as you were going in, thank God he's about to get rid of my sin. Hallelujah. You go through that gate just thanking him. He's getting rid of my sins. They're going to leave me now. Thank you, God. So that they were thanking God, going into that outer court with sins being forgiven, washed with the water of the word. And then when they went in, it was there was no more outside light in there. When they went into the inner court, hallelujah. So the outer court, they praised God. They went into the inner court, and that there was the lampstand that was there. That had to be lit every day. There was a table of showbread. That had to be fresh bread every day. Hallelujah. So the Lord would be our light every day. The Lord would be our fresh bread, our daily bread every day. Hallelujah. So we were, you know, praising God in the outer court and in the inner court. And then just before the Holy of Holies was the prayer of incense. And that's where the incense was. And the prayers would go up before the Lord in that place. As I'm talking, I feel like I'm in there. Hallelujah. It's like I can see it. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. And then there was this huge veil. Hallelujah. And on the other side of that veil, it was a thick veil. On the other side of that, like a curtain veil, on the other side of that was the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. And the ark in there with the two angels, the cherub angels over the top of it. And then you were right in the presence of God. And only the high priest could go in once a year into that. So David knew about all of that as he was writing this. But God took him someplace in the spirit so that he would know more of what this thanksgiving was and going through the gate with thanksgiving and into the courts with praise. Hallelujah. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. He knew, David might not have known, but God knew that there was a time where we would not have the tabernacle. We would have Jesus. And we want to get into the presence of the Lord. Yeah, he's with us. We're in the midst of him. God is with us. But we have to shave off everything that's on us so we can get to him because he's right there with us. And the first thing we need to do is thank him. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving because we're on our way into his presence. We're getting rid of everything that's around us and that's about us that would distract us from being fully engaged into the very presence of God. And we do that with thanking God. No matter what the situation, what the circumstance is, we thank God. And every time we thank God, we get in that gate. Hallelujah. We go through that gate. Hallelujah. And then we just began to praise God. We praise him. Hallelujah. We praise him as sins are being forgiven. We praise him as we're being washed in the water of the word. We praise him as we begin to get into that intimate place with him where we know that he is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Hallelujah. When we know that he is our daily bread. Hallelujah. When we know that as we get into his presence, all of our prayers are like sweet incense that go up to him and right to him. Hallelujah. And then as we're at that place when Jesus died on the cross, that veil was ripped in two from top to the bottom. Hallelujah. So as we get into that place, prayers are like incense before him. Then he pulls us into the Holy of Holies. And we began to worship the Lord. So we, God. So we start with thanksgiving. And then we go into praise. And he pulls us on into worship. I think we can maybe begin to try to worship on our own, but it's something that happens when God himself pulls you into worship. It's a whole different thing. You know, we can say worship words before the Lord, but something happens when he just meets us in that and pulls us on in to the whole, hallelujah, into the holy of holies. There's nothing like that. And I pray each, I believe all of y'all have experienced that with the Lord. And, you know, sometimes it just happens in such a way that it's just totally awesome. I can remember there were times like I was at a church, this was like probably 30 years ago, and they were singing a song, getting ready for the children to be ministered to, and we were going to split off, the children go one way, the adults went another way and everything. And they began to sing this song, God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, he's so good to me. I'm telling you, he just grabbed me up and brought me right on into worship. And I just began to weep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we have a thankful heart for the Lord, we praise the Lord, he can just grab us on in to the Holy of Holies at any time. And I tell people as they, and I've seen this with the Lord, you know, if I'm singing, I'm just singing. It's a different thing when he pulls me on into worship and I'm on my knees in a heap crying before him. I'm in worship at that point. Hallelujah. Or when I dance before the Lord and he's moving my body every moment. Hallelujah. And then I just fall out and I'm in a heap on the floor and just crying before the Lord. Hallelujah. And I know I'm in worship. And then there are times where, you know, I'll just lay out because, you know, I've thanked him, I praised him, I lay out before him, and he just grabs me into worship. And I can perceive his presence all over me, moving and acting and flowing. Hallelujah. Tangible, his continual, tangible, manifest presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Taking me right in to the Holy of Holies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So in our time of thanksgiving, when he's at the center of our thanking, amen, when we sing thanksgiving to him, when we just, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, we just thankful unto him, we bless his name, and we find ourselves worshiping in the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I just, you know, I thank God for each and every one of you. And I just, he's given us a thankful heart. And I want to go into some declarations. We didn't do any declarations today. We're going to do some declarations. We're going to do 12 declarations. I want to say quick declarations. But we're going to do 12 declarations. And they're going to be pretty quick. And then I'm going to open up the line right after that. Hallelujah. And you can tell about your Thanksgiving tradition. Amen. And with our declarations, we know that from Job 22 and verse 28, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So repeat these, thanking God. declarations after me. So repeat after me. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
I am the righteousness.
I am the righteousness.
Of God.
God.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
That every day.
That every day.
I use my gift.
I use my gift.
And talent.
And talent.
To bless.
To bless.
Encourage.
Be good.
Empower.
Empower.
Others.
Others.
And lead them.
And lead them.
To the saving grace. And knowledge.
And knowledge.
Of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
And highly favored.
And highly favored.
Amen. 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 Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
That I abide.
And I abide.
In your presence.
In your presence.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I have.
I have.
Your everlasting peace.
Your everlasting peace.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
I am more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
For the rest of my day.
For the rest of my day.
I thank you, Lord God.
I thank you, Lord God.
I overcome obstacles. And challenges.
Because.
I have. Divine strategy. From God my Father. Amen. And just to sit, put this in, I believe that's what happened this morning. Amen. Overcoming obstacles and challenges. Glory to God. Continue on. I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
I'm strong in the Lord.
I'm strong in the Lord.
And the power,
and power
of his might.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
I'm seated. In heavenly places.
In heavenly places.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Because of my position.
Of my position.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm far. From the radar.
From the radar.
And attacks.
And attacks.
Of the enemy.
And the enemy.
I thank you. That I have the mind of Christ. And
shall not
be deceived
by the trick
of the enemy.
I thank you, Lord,
that the kingdom abides in me.
And I have new ways
of thinking.
Working.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That I am successful.
Successful.
In you. And everything that
I touch.
Brings increase.
And blessing.
Into my life.
Life.
And I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That I am led. By your spirit.
By your spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That was 12 declarations of thanks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so you all press your number one key and let me know if you want to share what the Lord is doing in your family, your tradition, your Thanksgiving tradition, and, you know, just how thankful you are to the Lord. I want to say this. Pastor Price sent this to me. My grandparents were married on November the 22nd, and that was Thanksgiving back then, in the year 1924. So if my math is correct, my family has been celebrating Thanksgiving for almost 100 years, 98 years. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So it was well before I was born that they were celebrating, even before Pastor Mom was born. They were celebrating 8 years before she was born. Glory to God. Amen. That's a beautiful tradition. So I see a couple of people have their number one key pressed. Go ahead and press your number one key and just share like a few moments of your Thanksgiving tradition and being thankful to the Lord. Amen. I'm gonna Pastor Mom, did you want to say something first?
I just said
about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, they'll be happy because when we put things in together, and I really want to bring in praise God and take us in and bless you for me.
Amen.
To thank.
Amen. So you're thanking God?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're doing?
Okay.
I know he understands that. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We're going to open the line for, we got Minister Rachel. You know, share with us. Welcome, Minister Rachel and family.
Hi. We don't have any traditions, but I do am thankful to God. I could say some things that I'm thankful to God for.
Okay.
Because each day is a blessing that he gave us to be in a land of living, to breathe his beautiful breath of life. So I thank him for that and for this, the many sacrifices he has made to bless each and every one of us each day and each moment, I could say, because God keeps me moment by moment. It's been a lot that we do grow through and things like that, and he has strengthened me through stuff and gave me strategies and how to do things. And I mean, it took me out of the normal and out of my comfort zone, but I thank him for helping me and for just strengthening and letting me know this beautiful ministry, because this beautiful ministry, he has touched my heart and my soul and caused me to love him more and appreciate him because of what I hear him bring you through and Pastor Mom through and all the beautiful people of God that has been on here and on also East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And when I call in and I listen in on Thursdays and all different times, and I even thank God for Pastor Aunt Helen and her, the date night with Jesus, teaching us to love the Lord and actually to date him, to actually get to know him and to love and to know who we are in him. So I'm thankful for a lot of things to Daddy God, and he is a good God, and he's a wonderful father. And I've seen that through the years, and I'm still seeing, and I see he holds us up and strengthens us and encourages us. So I love you all, and may you bless us, just enjoy the Lord for even the rest of this year or every day that he bless us with and live for him boldly. Love y'all, and God bless.
And love you too. Thank you for sharing. But say something. You usually cook for Thanksgiving because you're a good cook. Are you cooking anything special?
I was just going to cook this week. I have to cook in a different way now because our oven broke, and it's been broke for a long time. And like I was telling you, remember I had to make a makeshift kitchen?
Right.
Because of what's happening here at this place where we live, well, where we currently are residing, which I've been lifting it up to the Lord. I had to, the summer arrived, so I won't be too long. I had to cook in different ways. So I'm thankful for every meal he allowed me to make with the appliances that he blessed me with. And God bless
Amen.
All who blessed me with appliances and stuff. So I love you all.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Rachel. Praise God. Amen. Minister Faye, welcome.
Thank you. I thank the Lord for today. And a tradition that my family has is everyone says why they are thankful. Everybody speaks. Everybody says why they are thankful. And my grandmother was such a good cook. She walked, this is funny, she walked into the dining room and nobody was talking, and she said, "What's wrong?" Everybody was eating. And it was so good, nobody was talking. It was just quiet. And we all burst out and started laughing. So that was something.
Amen. Thank you. And thank you for coming on the line. I don't know, maybe you didn't get the text that we were on another line this morning, but you came on Blog Talk Radio and you stayed. So thanks.
All right. You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Press your number one key. Praise God. Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom. I love you both and thank God for every single person who's on this line. I want to thank God for our brother Mark, because he is the one that started the Genie site, the Genie family tree site, back, I think it was in maybe 2008 or 9. And so when you asked me the question, I didn't know it on top of my head, but I could go to our Genie site, our Genie where we have the family tree there, and then I found it on there. So I just thank God. I won't take any credit for that, but because I thank God for Mark being able to do that many years ago, and I thank God for it. So what I thank God is that I thank God for what you said this morning. I want to say this, Apostle, before I go any further. It's kind of like it's not a joke, but it's a little something. They said that the devil and God had a computer contest, and that they were, they said that, you know, the enemy was just typing. And they had this, you know, computer, and you may have heard this already, but they said he was just typing and everything. You heard it before?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so he was just typing. And at the end of him typing and all of that, God won. Looked like he was out typing God. He looked like he was just typing and out typing God. But at the end, he lost, because the only one who could save is God. So God saved. So he's the only one who can save. Well, the reason I brought that up was that became a very important part as I was writing, have been writing books and over the years, many years. And one of the things I found out that is so important that we save. The work that we do, I'm talking about even our computer work that we say. And so I believe that what happened today is like a sign in the spirit that even if you have to get an external drive, because your volume of work is so vast on GitHub, that it's so vast, but it's downloadable. It's vast, but it's downloadable. I remember that I was in a Scrabble when Mark had his program a long time ago, and I had to go in and download things out so that it could be able to save what was done. And now it's uploaded onto YouTube. Well, if you get, you might have to get it, because sometimes our computers cannot take the volume of that volume of work, but external drive can. And all you do is one button. You might have to just take it that one day a week or however it is. That I believe that you've got your warning sign. I've got mine too. I've gotten it.
Me too.
Because when they say, because you don't know from one moment to another. The other thing is that with podcasts, like with the podcast, the thing when I began to do podcasts back in 2018, so it's been like 4 years this year that I began to do the podcast. The one thing God didn't have me to do was to be able to do the recordings on their site, because at any moment it could be sold. My podcast Anchor has been sold now to that other site. It's another site that has been so well known, other Spotify. It was sold into, thank you, Lord God, it was sold into Spotify. And so what ended up, all my information, I have it, but the only thing now, it's on my computer. And then the Zooms that I do each week, they do two kinds of recording on there. Well, they do three things. First, they give you the transcript, and they take the video portion of it. And it's downloaded onto my computer. But that's taken up, because I've been now for a little while, only a couple of years, it's so vast on my computer, the amount of, you know, taken in that is my computer, I've seen some slowing down. So I've got my warning to go get me another external drive. I have one external drive, but for some reason, when I got a new computer in 2018, it would not accommodate my old to let me be able to do more recordings on my new computer that I had on my old one. So I just thank God for that, and that this is a warning. So I'm knowing now that I've got to be able to, it has to be where you can individually have it. You got to have it where it's not connected to the, not you I'm talking about, but us.
Yeah.
It's not connected to the internet, and it has to be that we can get back to what we made ourselves. You know, in that. So I thank God for that. So I just wanted to say that, because I believe that that's not just for you. It's for all of us who are using, you know, the internet. Because even one last thing, there are people that have, and I rebuke that in Jesus' name. You know, when they have a ransom, when a person is kidnapped, they have a ransom. Well, in the cyber world, some of the people will come in and do certain things to people's sites, and then I want them, because all the information is on there, on that particular site. They'll hold it ransom for them to pay out of it. So God was letting me know many years ago, he said, you're going to have things that you can individually have backed up, that you can have yourself, that will not be connected. You got to be able to have offline things that will be able to show up, whether they be on there or they be on not. That was my word for me. So I just thank God for that. And so, then with the family tradition, I want to thank God so much for you bringing up about our, when we celebrate our grandparents on Thanksgiving, and we would all gather. It looks like it was just yesterday. I could see it's just like yesterday. All of us, you know, being at each one of those Thanksgiving dinners, and what a marvelous, wonderful time it is and was at that time and through the years. But I thank God for Pastor Mom, because Pastor Mom, not only did we have Thanksgiving at Grandma, but you taught us something, which I do now. I don't care if I go out to dinner with somebody, if I'm invited over to people's house for dinner and different things, I always make sure by the goodness of God to cook for my own family. And you would, not only will we have Thanksgiving time with, and we didn't have to go in there and try to get everything and save everything and try to get, but you would always cook at home, Pastor Mom. And I can say this, I really, I'm going to say that I know everybody thinks their mom is a good cook, but I believe my mama, Pastor Mom, you're the best cook. I said, you're the best cook on the planet. I mean, look like you could just touch the food. Look like you could just touch the food. And I mean, simply just marvelous. I can remember being pregnant at Martha's wedding and at the reception, and I was pregnant at the time. And I can remember you cooked the food for Martha's reception. You wanted to do that yourself. And, Lord, I tasted that food. I said, that's my mama's cooking. That's my mama's cooking. Nobody can cook like my mama. And so so I just wanted to thank God for you, Pastor Mom, and for the wonderful things that you taught us. Because when I got married, and I married a man when I got married who had 5 children, and I had 1 at the time. And then later on, we had 2 together. So when we married, I came into being the mother of from 1 to being a mother of 6 children. And one of the things I found out, when you go from being 1 child to 6 children, people can, when you go over to their house, they can act funny. They act funny about food, some people do. Family wouldn't act funny about food, but there are people who will actually act funny about food. And when you see you got 6 kids, they almost cringe. So what I would tell my children is, I said, now I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to eat before you go. When you get there, if you don't like it, don't eat it, because you're going to eat after you leave, and that's what you're going to do. So don't worry about whether they feed you or not, whether they act funny about the food or not. You are going to have, and that's what we learned from our mom. Pastor Mom, you taught us to make food for our own family, and that's what we have. So we begin to have, we have had our Thanksgiving dinner with my Thanksgiving tradition with Joe, is that all the children, as they grew older, first of all, by the time we began to move from California, I was cooking three turkeys for Thanksgiving and three turkeys for Christmas, because what they began to do, my children, three turkeys, what my children began to do was, and my grandchildren as they got older, because now we were a huge family by this time, they would come, and then even as the girls, the my granddaughters, they were having boyfriends and everything, they would come over to my house with sleepers and everything, and stay Thanksgiving Eve. That's the tradition we began. It was a rough but I loved just seeing all the family around, because it said where there is no ox, your crib will stay clean. But where there is no children and no family, yeah, your house will stay clean. No, you don't have to cook and all of that. But what use is that kind of a life? The Lord. I'm a kind of person that loves to read and spend a lot of time alone. That's what I. And God said, Helen, that's a wacky life. He said, if you look at some of the famous writers and the people who wrote different things throughout the ages, many of them would go off to islands and other places, and they were wacky. Their mind was wacky. That's a selfish life to live off to yourself, Helen. He said, all by yourself. You've got to be able to have some involvement with people in their lives. And so God bless me. Not only be a joyful mother of eight children, but they would stay on Thanksgiving Eve. That's where the first turkey went, because when you got that many people, they would eat the first turkey on Thanksgiving Eve. The second turkey they would eat on Thanksgiving Day. I'm talking about down to the bones. Then on after everybody has left and gone home, we had a turkey for me and my family. A turkey. That's what that third turkey, so we could have some leftovers, and I just simply love turkey. And then we would cook. I mean, sometimes I've had as many as about 20 pies as for our children. And the family, the children would come in, because I remember that one of my sons, they had they went over to another relative's house, and the relatives start putting up the food early. And my grown son became so upset, because it was like they were putting the food up to keep anybody from, getting anybody. And he was just so upset. But he was grown by this time with his own family. So I learned that we must be willing on those holidays like that to be able to share. So I thank God for that. And even we went, and we have our own traditions, and that's important to have them. Somebody started, they wanted us to start celebrating with them at a certain time. And we went over, but they had a bucket on the mantle for us to give them an offering, because they felt like we were eating up their food. And I had to tell them, I said, you don't understand this. We're not looking to go out on Thanksgiving and Christmas. We have our own traditions. We're not trying to come over here and eat up you all's food. And so we learned at that time the tradition is important. And so even as we've come now and moved down to Memphis, we still, just like join them now in honor of Joe, they still say, well, this is what Daddy would like, and this is what Daddy wants. And so we would do it in honor of Joe now. We still have our tradition. So I thank God for that. And then lastly, because I'm going to seem like I'm going on and on, but I'm not. Thing is that I thank God for you again, Apostle. I thank God for the body of work God has done. I thank God for this 10th anniversary of Denim. I thank God that even though the enemy would try to raise his head and all of the attacks seem to be coming directly at you in the midst of this situation, as you celebrate this 10th anniversary of Get 'Em Radio, and then to bring that scare as if everything was gone, the devil is a liar. And I thank God for all that he has done in and through your life. I thank God for the word today, for the message on Thanksgiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. And how important Thanksgiving is. Most times now, and I say most times now, as I go into prayer, I intercede at the end of the prayer. But what God has had me doing for about the first, I mean, now it's like an evolution. It's almost like an evolution in my prayer time right now, because what he has me to do is enter into his gates with thanksgiving, thanking him for all the things that he has done, and begin to thank him for what he's doing in my life and even in the in our families and in our lives. And then going to worship. Well, as you said, we have that privilege of going into the holies of holies to be able to worship him in the beauty of his holiness.
Yeah.
So I want to thank God for the work that you made today as we come into this Thanksgiving week. And I thank God for each one of you. Pastor Mom, again, I thank God for you. Thank God for you being the very best cook on this planet. I still will say it. I believe if they ever have a contest in heaven, they'll look back and say, yes, Willie B. McCoy was in that number, because God truly anointed you. And as I wanted to say this to you, I love to write, I love to read, but I was the cleanup person. If you needed something cleaned and you needed the refrigerator, the stove, you would have me cook, because Pastor Catherine and Martha, they assisted you in the cooking. I would look, but I didn't have the cooking thing on my life at that time. But God saw fit to let me be a wife and a mother for 42 years to be able to cook. So he gave me that cooking to be able to cook, because Joe said, you're gonna learn how to cook. But then Pastor Mom and Apostle, what he did was, even though I can cook, he gave me my daughters, who are excellent cooks. The anointing that is upon them, they remind me so much of Mom, and they put their hands on something, and it's just like Joy made a peach cobbler the other night, just a little one in a little container, and made it. It's gone, but a little container of it, and the peach cobbler she set under your feet after Mom. She sat at your feet to watch you make those peach cobblers. They wanted your secret. God wanted your secrets to be able to do what you do. So I want to thank God for being passed on to our generations, and give glory to God. So I thank God for each one of y'all, everybody online. Happy, blessed Thanksgiving to each one of you. I send much love to each one of you from my heart, and give God the glory, and thank God for each one of you. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Three turkeys. Three turkeys. Hallelujah. Three turkeys for Thanksgiving to eat before, during, and after. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, we took your thought about the turkey this year. Happened to find a turkey that was on sale with the prices of turkeys these days. So we have a turkey for Thanksgiving, and we have one for Christmas in Pastor Catherine's freezer for Christmas. Praise God, because we found a good sale these days. That was a good sale. Amen. All right. So praise God. Hallelujah. As we get ready to close, we just want to thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. I'm trying to think if I have forgotten anything else. But if you were listening today and you were thinking about receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this, you're at the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. And as Pastor Price said, only Jesus saves. Glory to God. So it may look like the enemy is got a lot going on and doing a lot of things, but only Jesus saves. Glory to God. So the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so God wants you to be saved, hallelujah, because he loves you. Amen. This is a love relationship we're talking about here. And he says in Romans 10 and verse 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So we're going to pray a prayer together. And when we pray this prayer when you pray this prayer with all your heart, you shall be saved. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
out of my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
Show me your way.
And now I know.
And now.
According to the Bible.
According to the Bible.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
And we want to pray for you right now. We pray right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to do right, power to talk right, power, hallelujah, to read the Bible and to understand it, because he's sitting right there with you, hallelujah, and helping you as you're reading. And power to pray in your very own prayer language in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we want to invite you now to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio St. Louis Christian Center Church. And you can also go to a Bible-believing church that's right maybe in your very own neighborhood. And so let us tell you right now about what's going on with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts that was designed to help us all learn and grow in the Lord. Amen. Every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And you call this same number, 516-418-5699. On Mondays, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. And so she digs into the Word of God, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. That's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesday, we have our prayer time, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And so we come together. We have four volunteers that pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we go into our interpretation of tongues, Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number. And then on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. And that is the second Wednesday is December the 14th. And so it's at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we have our co-host, Elder Philip Hawkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. So make sure you set your cell phone alarm, mark it on your calendar, tell your family and your friends, hallelujah, to come on and be healed. Amen. This year, with our 11 broadcasts that we've had this year, 70 healings have happened. Amen. And so December the 14th is going to be our last healing service for this year. Come on, get your healing before the end of the year. Amen. And then on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And it's Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And yes, 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 this Thursday is Thanksgiving. So have you a nice, good meal, and then come on and get a good word. Pastor Herbert McCoy is going to be speaking. He's from Dallas. He'll be with us on this Thursday, and we are still celebrating. We are still celebrating our 10th anniversary. So on this last service of our 10th anniversary, we have something special for each of you. Amen. And so come on and get this special gift that we have for each of you. Now, it's going to be on Get 'Em Radio, Blog Talk Radio, this phone number, and we will also be on Google Meet. So we'll be simulcasting, and you'll be able to see us on Google Meet. So make sure you check your text
You can also go on our website, on our Facebook, and see how you can get on to the Google Meet. Amen. It's pretty easy to do that, to get on Google Meet. So, but I'll be sending information as well so that you can be able to go on and meet us on Google Meet and see what we have, the gift that we have for you. Amen. Okay, I think that's about it for today. We're going to have Pastor Mom make any closing remarks and close us out in prayer. Pastor Mom, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, everything was very nice every day.
Amen.
All the way.
Hallelujah. You're rhyming, Mom.
Okay.
May the Lord.
May the Lord watch between me and thee while we have someone for in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And once again, happy, blessed Thanksgiving to each and every one of us, each and every one of you, and us too. And I want to cue all for as I moved by the Spirit this morning, that you moved with me, you flowed with me in the Spirit, and I absolutely, you know, want to thank God for you. Thank you all so much for praying. I really do believe that Blog Talk Radio was having a problem and all that prayer came up and they got straight. So, glory, hallelujah. Amen. So, have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all. All right. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, we are the church together.